just dream that? Did I really see that? Were you really there with me? Or what did we just feel? Om Shiva Shri Shakti Shivoham Shaktyoham. How can I know that? How can we always see that? Could we really go back there? Is it with us everywhere? Om Shiva Shri Shakti Shivoham Shaktyoham. Whenever you smile at me, the sun in me is freed then from all the past, from pain, from hurt, from any more words. Om Shiva Shri Shakti Shivoham.
The search of science is for objects, and it results into experimentation. The search of spirituality is towards subject, and it leads to experience. The science moves out. The silence moves in. Science seeks outside reality. Spirituality seeks inside realities. Science doesn't believe in anything which cannot be proven by experimentation. But the search is outside. Objects are needed. While spirituality moves inside towards the subject or self. And the result is experience. And science may not accept those experiences because they are very subtle, occurring in the depth of the being. And these experiences are so subtle and so deep that at times it is not possible for a person to have them by his own efforts. More often than not, they are given. They come from higher power. Science says we can achieve anything. That which is impossible today would become possible. Science says everything can be known. There is nothing unknown. That which is unknown today would get known tomorrow. The division of science is known and unknown. This is how things are divided. But religion divides things into known, unknown, and third, that which is not known and which would never be known. Ajneya, gyat, agyat, and ajneya. The third, that which can probably never be known, and that ajneya, that something which can never be known, is God. So all religions talk about God. Science has no mention about God. And that's why something fills the science with that ego. And something fills the religion or silence or spirituality with a sense of humility. There are many things which are yet unknown. So there are two types of schools of thought. One says we can achieve everything. So when it comes to God, they say that we can achieve God also. We will search Him. We will choose Him. We will find Him. We will seek Him. The other school of thought says, no, it's not possible. We cannot choose God. We cannot find God. It is very tough, very difficult, because He is beyond us. Yes, but if He chooses, if He decides to find us, it is possible. So it is always God who decides. And then we can find Him. It's He who creates the thirst in the soul to seek Him. Then only the soul finds. So how true it is to say that we have chosen God. We have sought Him. It is never that we have chosen Him, we have sought Him, we have selected Him, we have understood Him. It's He who makes us move towards Him. It is He creates a thirst, a hunger in us. And then the search for God begins. And then we are mad in His search. And searching Him, ultimately we come to Him. Coming to what Baba says, you have not chosen me, I have chosen you. You did not know where to choose me. Or do you? Did you have any idea of where to go and seek God? You were searching Him in the temples, in churches, in religious places, in pilgrimage sites. But did you find Him? Unless and until He decides, then only you can find Him. So it is He who creates the thirst. It's He who creates the hunger in you. It is He who creates the disinterest in you. It's He who creates a burning, a blazing disinterest for this world. And you reject this world. It is temporary. It cannot satisfy me. I have grown above the world. And now I want to seek something which is higher. And that higher, the divine, the supreme. This is the Avyakta message from 13th September 2009. The group from Russia has come. Russia has completed 20 years of service. Sudadi is taking the news. what Baba is saying. Baba ne kaha, Russia mein Baba ke bachche chhipe hue the. बच्चे तो बाप को पहचान नहीं सकते, बाप ही बच्चों को पहचान सकते हैं। यह जो बच्चे छिपे हुए थे, बाबा ने उन्हों को घर घर से, कोने कोने से पहचान के छांट के निकाला है। यू आर हिडन, इट्स ही हु आइडेंटिफाइड यू, इट्स हु, इट्स ही दैट ही पिक्ड यू अप from different houses. बच्चों का पूछना, तो हर एक बच्चे को यह नशा रहता है कि मुझे बाबा ने खुद आके ढूंढा है. And that's why every child is filled with the intoxication that God Himself has chosen me. He searched me. It was beyond me to search Him, to seek Him, to understand Him, to find Him, to know Him. Because we had never seen him before. So how will we know him? हमारे एरिया में इतने रहे पड़े हैं, लेकिन बाबा की नज़र हम पर पड़ी. मैंने भी बाबा को पहचाना. हम बाबा के बने और बाबा को अपना बनाया. यह नशा है कि बाबा की नज़र मेरे ऊपर ही पड़ी. बाबा को मैं पसंद आ गई, आ गया. यह नशा है ना. रशिया में कितने लोग हैं, आप कहाँ कहाँ छिपे हुए थे, लेकिन कमाल है बाबा की, जो बाबा ने आपको अपना बना लिया. सो ही सर्च्ड यू, ही चोज यू. बाबा सेड यू शुड हैव दिस इंटॉक्सिकेशन. देयर वर सो मेनी इन योर एरिया, बट सच थर्स्ट, सच इज हंगर, हंगर फॉर गॉड did not arise in them. It's who, it's you, in whom that hunger arose. And that led to a search, a mad search. And ultimately, you reached him, you found him. And some of the souls became instrumental in your quest. So Baba says you should have this intoxication, a deep intoxication that God has searched me. We are God chosen, God selected, God elected. So God's chosen, He chose us, God selected. Many people came for interview, but you got selected. The letter came to your house that you got selected. There were many who stood for the election, but ultimately you won. You have become victorious in this election. This is spiritual election which took place. So you are God elected. God has elected you. God has selected you and God has chosen you. Why did He choose you? If we look at ourselves, probably we will say that I don't think that there was something extraordinary in me that He has chosen me. There was nothing. And yet, He chose me. And this sense of, and this experience or this realization leads to that internal humility. It was not in my power to come to Him. It's He who pulled me towards Himself. It was His power that was working on me much, much before I came to Him. In Bible there is a parable. God has chosen you out of abundance. He is so full. He can do anything. Jesus says, There was a rich man, and he had employed many laborers for his work. He had a farm, a field, and many laborers were employed. So the first group of laborers came in the morning, and they were working, toiling, working hard. But the work was too much, so he employed few other laborers in the afternoon. So they came in the afternoon and started working. But the work was still too much. And by evening, few other extra laborers were called, and they also started working. At the end of the day, he gave them money, their salary. But he distributed equal money to all of them. Those who had come in the morning, same money. Those who had come in the afternoon, same money. And those who had come in the evening, same money. Naturally, those who came in the morning, they protested. So the rich man asked, "Did you get enough money for what you did?" They said, "Yes." "Then why this protest?" They said, "We did enough, but what about those who came in the evening? They are also getting the same money as we are getting. And what about those who came in the afternoon? They work less than us. But they are also getting the same money. How come? Is this justice?" The rich man says, "I give out of abundance. It's my money. I give. I don't have any dearth of money. I just give out of abundance. It's my money, I can give whatever amount I want. What is the problem with you? God is the ocean of abundance. He gives out of abundance. He gives out of his opulence. He gives out of his richness. He is the ocean. So don't think that those who came early would get more. Even those who came late, they would get the same. Because it all depends upon his will, his wish, his whims and fancies, whatever you call it. He gives out of abundance. That's why a religious seeker is full of humility. So Baba says you should have that intoxication. You should have that happiness. The mercury of your happiness should rise up all the time. Keep on thinking of your attainments, your fortune, your treasures. The moment you come to Baba, you get fat. You come to Baba and you get fat. F is fortune, A for attainment, T for treasures. So you get bhagya, prapti, khazana. All three things together. Once you come to him. But remember that you have come to him because of his will, not because of your own will. You have come to him, you have chosen him. You have not chosen him. He has chosen you. What power you had to choose him? No powers. What intellect you had? No intellect. That's why you were groping in the dark. So thinking of all this, make us more and more humble. That everything is happening because of his will. I am nothing. I don't do anything. He is moving me. He is beyond. He is behind everything. Quran mentions three qualities of a spiritual seeker. The first is khushu. The second is karamat. Karamat. And third is sijd. The first is khushu. means humility, humbleness. The seeker understands that. It is the master who has chosen me, not me. He understands his humility, his helplessness, his haplessness. And that instills in him a sense of humility, more and more humble. God is the ocean of egolessness. If you are moving towards him, you are becoming egoless. If suppose in the path of spirituality you are getting filled with egoless ego, know that you are moving away from him. The very mark that you are becoming more and more spiritual is the disappearance of the ego. We understand more and more that it's not me but he. It's not I but you. I am not doing anything. He is doing things through me. I have not come to this place. It's not possible for any human being by his human effort to reach this spiritual place. I have not come to Madhuban on my own. It is he who has pulled me here. He is the magnet. He brought me here. The desire to come here is not my desire. It is he who has filled me with that desire. Khusho, that is humility. It has filled me with that humility. More and more humble I become. Just as God is the ocean of authority, at the same time is the ocean of humility. When he speaks I, his I is very different. It is shown in Mahabharata when Sanjay is describing whatever that is happening in the battle of Kurukshetra to Dhritarashtra. There is a scene there in the chapter where God is showing his huge form to Arjuna. Sanjay is sitting here and he is saying he is talking like this. He is saying, I am this, I am that. Sanjay says, Krishna is talking like this. I am this, I am that. I am the greatest, I am the highest. There is nothing higher than me. There is nothing greater than me. But whilst he is speaking, I, and I, there is a complete sense of egolessness in his speech. Even though he is saying, I am this, I am that. I am the greatest, I am the highest, I am the purest. Nothing higher than me. And yet, there is a sense of humility. So khusho means humility. Karamat means charity. What is the real charity? Charity doesn't mean that somebody needs something and I give. The real charity is when I feel obliged that other has agreed to let me give him something. I have given this pen to somebody. So that can fill me with ego, that I am so charitable. But the real charity is, I feel obliged that you have allowed me to give something to you. That's a real charity. That's known as karamat. And the third is sijit. Sijit means truth. What you are. No exhibition. No show off. As you are. True. Real. To the core. These three things infuses a sense of humility. Baba says you should get intoxicated that God has chosen you, God has selected you, God has elected you, and stay in that intoxication. So today evening again, we are going to meet the highest authority, the divine providence, the supreme being, the one whom we were searching, births after birth. And yet, he evaded us. And now, he has come in his all glory, in his all grand glory. So enjoy meeting him. Prepare yourself for that divine union in the evening. And the preparation consists of silence. Perfect silence. Solitude. Move inside the cave of your heart. Introversion. Avoid all unnecessary chit-chattings. Stay as silent as possible. He is the ocean of silence. If you want to seek him, meet him, understand him, experience him, you should vibrate with the same frequency as he is vibrating. His frequency is silence, so your frequency should be silence. Unless and until these two frequencies match, there won't be any experience. The divine music would come only and only when your frequency is in sync with his frequency. And then the symphony, the divine music, the divine harmony, the divine melody would be played, would come into action. Om Shanti.